Hello, everybody. Welcome to the MTG Place podcast. I'm your host, Corey, and with me today is Josh. How's it going, Josh?
What's up, everyone?
We are just back from Magic Con Chicago. Had a blast. I judged one day, met the professor. That was cool. What'd you think? What were your first thoughts there?
Yeah, it was very cool. It was a sold-out event, which was kind of crazy. I mean, we attended Minneapolis when they came to town about a year ago. This one was quite busier.
Yeah, it felt smaller, even though I think it was actually like the same size, just wider
I heard online, yeah, they didn't get enough space. It was smaller.
Oh, okay. So, maybe it was smaller then.
I mean, Friday seemed smooth. Saturday was a little intense, and then Sunday was pretty smooth. I heard on Saturday, like, they didn't have enough commander, like, tables so for people to just pick up games, and people were outside the convention, sitting on the floor, like, trying to jam games. And
yeah, they ended up adding a whole bunch more tables in front of the Pro Tour spot for just commander games.
Yeah. So they were a little unprepared for a sold-out show, I guess.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's true or not, but there was possibly even more people there on Saturday than on Friday due to, like, the fire marshals opened up and allowing more people due to they had more space down below in the garage.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I just think Saturday in general is, like, the busier day. Like, no one, I mean, locals probably didn't take off Friday from work. Right. You know, they're Monday through Friday people. And so, like, Saturday's, like, you know, the day to go.
Let's see. I played in a bunch of 200 Giant events. I went 2-1 or better in most of them. There was a couple I think went 1-2, but ended up leaving with, like, a box and a half of cards-ish. Like, I got a box of MKM and some collector's packs from Ravnica and some more random MKM packs to open later.
Yeah.
What'd you get from the prize wall?
Prize wall, yeah. I got the Commander Masters collector boosters. Those were sweet. I got 3 of those, then spent the rest on Dominaria Remastered draft packs.
Nice, trying to hit that Shield Red.
That's not that Dominaria one.
Oh, Remastered, not United.
Those ones we use for our draft prize packs.
Yeah, for the prize will,
all the tutors.
I didn't get into the Chicago Cube, but it looked like that would have been a blast.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing until I was there, and then I was just so busy. I also attended events, most Popper events. Saturday.
How'd you do in your Popper events? Did you have a winning record, losing record?
Yeah. Saturday, I did the big Popper League, which was 7 matches. And I did 3 wins out of, and then 4 losses, which ranked me 55 out of 125 players. I did lose my first, second match, but, like, my first loss of the whole thing was against this guy named the Prince of Popper. I don't know, that was his username. And he actually won the whole thing, which was crazy. So I was like, oh man, of course I had to go against, like, you know, the winner of the whole
thing.
What was also kind of cool is that Mono Green Infect was kind of, he was in the top 8, which was pretty crazy to think about. I don't know, cool deck that no one really expected.
Yeah, especially for Popper.
Yeah, it was great. Guy was dressed out, dripped all in black with, like, a black.
Yeah, and then there was a lot of cool events there. At Chicago Cube, it said you got to keep the cards, but I was looking at the list on Cube Cobra, and it looked like there was, like, duels in there. And I was like, so people are just getting duels?
No way. There's for no it? Way.
But I'm like, maybe they just, that was just the list they had online. And, like, not actually duels, probably just shock lands or something.
I don't know. That's really not the spirit of Cube, I guess. Like, you don't keep the cards. That's the
normally you don't, but it said in the event notes it said you do. So I was like, did they just, like, make the same cube a bunch of times?
That's weird.
So that's a little weird.
Yeah.
But
I wish I attended that, like, I actually got to see what was going on there. I had no idea they were doing cubes.
Yeah, I was gonna do it, but like it sold out like immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense. Worked the one day, that was cool. Met the professor. That was fun. We got Seth Manfield won the Pro Tour again.
Yeah.
So he's on fire right now. And the Standard Cup actually was a new deck to win that somebody just made. It's a 68 card standard deck with like an infinite Mana loop with Nissa.
Yeah, that seemed very odd.
Yeah, then you just mill your opponent out. I'm like, that's so weird.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you catch people off guard. They've been jamming and practicing games and they have no idea how to play against, you know, something
right
off the cuff. Like
exactly.
Oh, I thought the food was definitely a lot better. I mean, they had more options. There was, you know, like hot dogs and pretzels and pizza.
Yeah, they definitely had a lot of options. They had a full bar service.
Yeah, full bar was pretty crazy.
Did
not expect alcohol to be there, but they had lots of it.
Yeah, the only thing is, like, it was a little bit expensive, but, like, $9 for a hot dog seems kind of crazy to me. But
you get the full deal. Like, they were selling $5 for a pop or something, but if you do 15, you get the pop, chips, and a hot dog. Like,
okay.
So that's how you, I guess, try to save money, but
I was more like just snacking on things as I was hungry and then trying to eat after, just save a little bit more
money. Yeah. I saw a bunch of people just like whipping out like snacks from their backpack. I was like, what? I guess they didn't check what was like.
No, they don't care. They just walk through a metal detector, make sure it's not like a gun or something.
Yeah, yeah. Bring your water bottle, bring snacks.
Yeah, like, I had a water bottle. I brought muffins one day that I was eating.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way to go.
But yeah, it was great. It was a blast. We had some spoilers from new sets coming out.
That was one of the best panels. I really enjoyed. Bloomborough is going to be the coolest set. I'm so
excited. Like Bloomborough looks cool. I actually, you know, a lot of people think it's dumb, but I'm kind of pumped for the Wild West set. I'm like,
yeah,
you know, it looks kind of cool. You got Oko and Jace with cowboy hats on. And
what's cool is that they're doing that. I don't know what kind of slot they call it, like the mystery slot or something. The same as what they did for like Strixhaven with those spell signatures.
Oh yeah, the like bonus sheet.
This spot, one is like they're doing the biggest heist. It's all the Oko and his gang of all of his evil guys. They're going to find this vault, and inside the vault is like treasure of like craziness, and that slot is going to have vault treasure, like artifacts and stuff. That's where you saw like the sword, the new sword, protection from instants or sorcery.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool.
So that's all like from the vault type things.
But sweet. Sounds cool.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. Tiny Bones is back. Rakdos.
Yeah, Tiny Bones is back. And Oko, obviously.
It seems cool. And I love the whole crime mechanic.
Yeah, I didn't get that. Did you understand how that works?
Yes. So crime is a mechanic that we've been doing our whole entire time. So how to commit a crime is just by targeting something from your opponents. Like a strip mine, a lightning bolt. As long as you target an opponent, you've committed a crime.
So like as long as you've targeted anything your opponents control.
Anything that they, their land.
Even their face?
Even their face. You have committed a crime.
So that makes sense, because I was just like, what the heck is committing a crime when I read this?
You committed a crime. That seems so funny. It's just like,
committed a crime by, like,
you committed the crime. Ah.
Yeah, just by playing the game, you committed a crime. Okay.
Seems hilarious.
So in the Outlaw set, we're all criminals then.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's like one color pairing where you're trying to be good and lawful.
Yeah, it's like, what if I want to be the sheriff and stop the crime? Yeah,
I'm
like,
sure there is.
Do I have to give myself hexproof and my opponent hexproof?
There you go. Yeah, I'm excited to see more. Bloomborough seems really cool because we do play with a few casuals, but Bloomborough is a very type set where each color pairing is just a certain type of animal. So like red-white is going to be hamsters. And there's like turtles and bats and stuff. So you can just tell pretty casuals, like, yeah, just stick with the certain typle and you'll build a pretty good deck. Like, I'm just going to grab all the turtles.
Yeah, like, and that seems fun. Like, just, I'm going to draft all bears. I'm going to draft all turtles. I'm going to draft all, you know, cats, whatever.
Seems super cool. They weren't saying, like, it's super, like, typle type set, like, coat of arms everywhere or type things. But it's like, if you just gather all the hamsters, you're going to build a pretty good deck.
Right.
So I love that. There's no humans on the plane. Like, if there, you saw the Jace Fox or something, if a human planes walks into that area, they turn into an animal. So there's like a Ralzeric otter.
That's weird.
There's no humans in the entire set.
Interesting. That should be cool.
Yeah, I'm super hyped for that. Modern Horizons 3. Fetch lands are back.
Yeah.
You will draw.
I was pumped for it until I saw that there's commander decks for it that are not modern legal. I'm like, well, why is it called Modern Horizons then?
Yeah, that is weird.
And the pre-sale prices are kind of insane. But
yeah,
we'll see.
Even the boxes, the collector boxes are like 600.
But there was a flash sale at Card Kingdom this last weekend. And Ravnica Remaster boxes were cheap, down to like 140 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was hoping you picked one up so we could draft it, but...
I mean, honestly, it's Ravnica Remastered. Everyone was saying it's going to go down, down, down. Like, all you get is shocks. But, like, there is some spicy stuff in there, especially if you're getting collector boosters. I mean, those will hold value.
I mean, and just, like, the load up on shocks and Cyclonic Rifts, too. So that's cool.
I'm hoping the Modern Horizons 3, the Amazon Prime price is just like a placeholder right now.
Yeah, like, I think it was. Like, they kind of did that with some other sets too. Like, Commander Masters was insane, and then it slowly went down as it came to release.
Yeah.
So, hopefully.
Yeah, I was, got a lot of my cards signed at this convention, which was sweet.
Yeah, how long did you end up spending in line waiting for artists?
Amount of money? Too much?
No, I mean just like time waiting in line.
So every morning I got into the queue line before doors opened, and I was usually like in front. And as soon as the doors opened, I beelined it right to like Chris Rand I'm trying to get, and every single time, line is capped. Line is capped. Chris Rand, no thank you. So the other one that was huge was Elena Danner. I sat in her line after I beelined right there, saw Chris's capped, went straight to her. I was kind of like midway between all of them, all these people. There was like halfway in line and people behind me. I still waited around for like 2.5 hours to just get some treasure tokens signed. I heard other people was like 4 hours. They were standing in line for her.
Yeah, I went to look by Dan Frazier's booth on Sunday just because I was like, oh, if he's got any tokens or anything, maybe I'll buy him. And his booth was sold out of everything except for like a couple Mox playbacks.
Yeah, man. If it really goes, if you're trying to get cards signed, like people who buy the VIP passes, you spend a little bit more, get indoors an hour earlier than us normal plebs. Mm-hmm. So those people were always just capping lines out. And if you're looking to get cards signed, maybe look into getting VIP passes.
Yeah, if you can afford it, obviously.
Right, yeah.
Or just plan on spending your whole day in line.
Yep, so those people were capping my line. Could not see Chris Rand, but I saw everybody else I wanted to see. So that was cool.
Yeah, I had a blast during it. Next one is Amsterdam. Won't be going to that.
No.
Then Vegas, probably not going, but we'll see.
Yeah, same. They got to stick to the Midwest, and then we're good.
Yeah. There is a NRG coming to Minneapolis-St. Paul, I think next month, in April. It's like a $10,000 Modern and $5,000 Legacy. So I'm debating about playing in the Legacy event there.
Okay, yeah. I was watching some people play Legacy over the weekend. This guy had the sickest Storm deck. Gosh, some people spent a lot of money on this game. It was all foiled out, all like signed. Oh, yeah. Holy crap.
A lot of my buddies that I used to play Legacy with were like obsessed with having the fanciest versions. And so like my buddy John has his entire Sneak It Show deck foiled out. So like he has like foil intuition. It's like $1,500 right there for one. And he has four. Like
those are some nice cards that you're playing with right now.
Yeah. Or like the foil, what do you call them? The invention lands, like and stuff. Like it's just crazy.
Yeah. Absolutely nuts. But it was honestly a blast watching the Legacy players. Like when you have some downtime, I was playing in Popper, I was playing an aggro deck, Boggles. So it's like I get my match done real quick. So I'm just like kind of walking around the convention. Legacy was kind of the one I was like just looking over and watching people.
Yeah. I feel like Legacy is one of the better constructed formats because it's not like there's a set decks that are good. There's like 50 decks. Yeah. Right. And your deck's good forever once you build it, basically.
Yep.
And it's not as crazy as Vintage, where everyone has to have power. You know, but it's still like I'm close to the power level of Vintage, and so it makes for some sweet interactions, I think. That's why I prefer it over like going to play Vintage or something.
Yep.
But I do love Vintage Cube because there you can. You don't play proxy or phantom events. You don't have to own all the cards.
Yeah, game nights was popping off. I think we were playing in a two-headed giant. When they were doing game nights live. But Professor was raving like one of the best nights of his life. Like it was... The crowd was wild.
Yeah, the people just there to watch the game nights and the panels was insane.
Yeah.
And people playing Commander was insane. I so many people come just for Commander. I'm like, huh, maybe Command Fest is something I should look into going to.
Yeah, yeah. Like we were saying before, people were playing on the floors, like trying to jam Commander games. Like it was really hard to find a table just for a Commander game I was hearing. Tables were full.
Did you meet anybody cool? You got some pictures with some people?
Yeah, I got to meet Gavin Verhey. That was sweet.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, he was in my hotel lobby when I was leaving.
Yep, I got a picture with him. That was nice. There's these YouTubers called Play to Win. They play CEDH. Got to meet them and talk to them. The artists were just, you know, one of my favorite parts of like the whole convention is hanging out, seeing the artists. Got to talk to about like what inspired them with the art and the Mana Drain old school one by Mark Tewiden. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but
I think it's Tewiden, but could be Tewiden. I don't know. I think it's Tewiden, but.
It's just this like little red thing in the middle of the ocean, and his wife was there too. And his wife, I guess, calls it the little mana tick. So now I'm going to call it just the mana tick. And he was saying he wanted to get like all of the colors of mana, like it's underwater, so it's blue, it's red, so it has red, but it has like five tentacles for the five colors. I don't know.
Okay, that's cool.
It was. Different times way back in the day, like you really don't know what magic is when you're creating the art for back then. So it's like, you're kind of guessing.
Yeah. Now they have a lot more stricter rules. They kind of like give them a thing now and they're like, this is what we want for the card. And it'll be like a description of what they want the image kind of to be. And then you could do whatever it is. Like they'll be like, you know, a shark or something. And then it's like, you can do whatever you want, but it has to be some sort of shark.
Yeah, and you've seen so many other magic cards that you like kind of get what magic is, or like you, if you're making a Jace, you know what Jace looks like. Like back in the day, all he had was, we want a card named Mana Drain.
Right.
I don't know what you're talking about. Like, yeah. I guess I will make it.
Yeah, so that's my initial thoughts. I thought it was a lot of fun. A little bit spendy, but I'd definitely go again. I definitely think they should have more. Like, I think there's just the three this year. I definitely think there should be at least one a quarter.
Yeah, probably. They definitely could.
At least in the in the U.S. and U.K. too. Like, you know, because like there was a lot of people from the U.K. and further even that came to this one. Like, there's Canadians I met. There was a guy from Norway that I met. Like, you know, there's people that come from all over.
Yeah. Yeah, they just definitely. Play Magic. I mean, it's sold out. Like, it's not just because it's Chicago. I guess, like, I hear, like, the Midwest is a huge following of Magic, but, like, still only like three a year. Like, it, you've sold out. Like, it's.
Yeah, there's, most people I talk to go, like, there's a lot of people that just go to everyone.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of fun. Opened up. I did a collector booster draft. That was sick. Did not open up anything cool.
But how did that feel? Did it feel like kind of more like a chaos draft because there's no like synergy or anything with the collector's pack? Yes.
Very, very chaosy, but it was sweet. I ran a Gruul deck. Just ran the bombs I got from Gruul.
Nice.
It's always a blast, like just seeing the creativity of what people build or like whatever like the chaos is.
Oh, yeah, that was our last two at a giant was a mystery booster.
Yes, love those
box, and so that was basically like having a chaos draft too. So,
oh yeah, I guess I should
mention. Oh no, we did a chaos draft last. We did a mystery booster one.
Yep,
and that one I was playing. We went. I think we went 1-2 in that, maybe 2-1. But I was playing a weird deck, and I didn't get to use it. I wanted to. Where if you start with your opening hand, you get to shuffle 4 time walks into your deck.
That was a crazy card.
I was like, what? And then, the Chaos Draft was the other one. We did well in that one where...
Are you playing Dinos?
My wife had, Naya Dinos, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah. I was going to mention, they give you, when you just buy, you know, your pass, you pick up your goodies, you get your counterspell, you get your packs... you get one mystery booster pack, and I opened up mine, pulled a nice Mana Crypt from it, and that was it.
And I'm like, you won't be nice and trade it to me? You already have 8. Now you need all 9, apparently.
I need all 9. I have 9 commander decks. I have more than that, so I need more. Yep.
But yeah, it was a blast. And then a little bit of other news. We got... 2 new semi kind of sponsors, affiliate. We got affiliate links with them. We got Bitdefender, which I use on my computer to antivirus. So you can click that link in the show note if you want to download Bitdefender. They have a free version. If you click the link and download that, or you click the link and sign up for a premium version that helps support us. And the other way is Ubisoft. We have an affiliate link with now too. If you buy any games on Ubisoft, like Assassin's Creed or something, or the new Skull and Bones game, go ahead and click that link before you purchase it, and let them know we sent you over there, and it helps support the podcast.
Yeah, there's going to be Assassin's Creed Magic cards, so maybe you need to brush up on your Assassin's Creed lore.
Yeah, they're actually having a big sale right now, too, like 80% off, so
you
can go pick up all the old Assassin's Creeds for cheap.
Yeah. Make sure you use our affiliate link. You want to show everybody how to use our life tracker now that we have on our website live?
Well, I have a video short coming out, so you'll see, you can watch that. But basically, you just go to mtgplays.net, you go there on your Safari on your phone or Android, it's like Google Chrome. And then you click the little, you know, options button, and you can go add to home screen. And then when you do so, it will pull up the life counter right there for you.
Super nice.
Or you could use it right on the website too, but then you have the little bars.
Right. Yeah.
Versus it being a full screen app.
This way it's on your home. You just press a button. It will say MTG Life.
Like, yeah. And the cool thing is, you know, since it's technically a live website, you can then click the settings and click MTG Place, go back to our homepage. And click on podcasts and then listen to our newest podcast right there.
Yes, sir.
You have the podcasts and the life counter all in one content spot if you want.
Yep. Yep. I thought that was nifty with Assassin's Creed. They're finally doing historical people. Like, I mean, they haven't really like done like anybody actual historical in Magic the Gathering. It's all been like mythical people, like made up fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
But, they have like they spoiled Leonardo da Vinci, and yeah. You get the super collector ones. It's in his original language, which would be Spanish, something like that.
I think it's Spanish. I don't know, but it has the Mona Lisa in that one too.
Yeah, has the Mona Lisa. Then there's I think it was like Cleopatra, and all of it's in like Egyptian hieroglyphs, which was cool. Crazy cool. So that should be interesting.
Really, yeah, like, the Fallout's coming out soon. Our next show will probably be about all the Fallout cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's going to be our show for today. So nice and quick. If you want to pick up any cards, we do so at TCG Player using our affiliate link. Click on the show notes. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit like and subscribe. If you're listening to it on a podcast source, don't forget to hit follow. Along with Spotify, you can follow us. So you get notifications whenever we put out a new episode. My cat's screaming here at the end here. But thanks for watching, everybody.
See you guys.